bones would be like this. They've been frozen solid for eternity. I can't even make a scratch in them.
Gohan, look, it's happening again. They've been appearing one after another since it started 3 days ago.
Look, Oolong, there's another one.
I told ya. Look, there's the sixth one. Come on, let's go.
Oolong, it's so cold out here. I'm freezing.
I know. They say the snow in the Tsumaitzubri will never melt, no matter how hot it gets. But you just have to be tough, Gohan. Boy, we sure were lucky, I tell ya. I was just playing with Bulma's Dragon Radar, and the Dragon Balls started gathering by themselves. I knew something was up once I saw four of them flashing on the radar, and I knew it wouldn't be long before more showed up. I just hope you didn't tell anybody where we were going. Gohan, are you absolutely sure you didn't tell anybody where we were going?
Of course not, Oolong. I told you I didn't. But just between you and me, what exactly are you going to ask the Eternal Dragon anyway?
Huh? You'll see. Holy moly, there's all seven!
Come out, Eternal Dragon! Come out and grant me my request! Eternal Dragon, my mentor, Dr. Willow, lies frozen inside these icy walls that even the great sun cannot melt. I want you to melt this frozen tomb so that I can wake him up!
Your wish has been granted. And now, I bid you farewell.
Dr. Willow is free! And sweet revenge will soon be ours! After 50 years of waiting, we can finally put our greatest plan into motion! The world will be ours!
Thank you. mano di Chico mi dà in me.
Creepy feeling?
Now, where's the entrance?
I think it's time for us to get out of here!
Mr. Piccolo!
Gohan, what are you doing here?
It's Piccolo!
Mr. Piccolo! Mr. Piccolo? Hey, Oolong, wake up!
Gohan? What happened?
Well, Mr. Piccolo saved us!
Oh, yeah. I remember now. Hey, you're not afraid of Piccolo at all. You really respect him, don't you, Gohan?
But I wonder why Mr. Piccolo just disappeared.
Listen to me, Gohan.
Huh?
Don't tell anybody what happened today.
Why not?
Because you promised you wouldn't, remember?
Well, my mom does get worried if I talk to Mr. Piccolo.
There, you see? Don't tell a soul, got that? Come on, let's go, Gohan.
Gohan was gone for 3 days, and he wouldn't tell me where he was or what he was doing. This is all your fault, you know. He hardly studies at all, and he's always out playing because you let him.
Yeah, as long as he's healthy and happy, I don't care if he doesn't want to study too hard.
How can you say such a thing? You don't know anything about the real world, Goku. If Gohan doesn't get a good education, he won't have a chance out there.
Stop worrying. I think Gohan's gonna do just fine.
Listen, Gohan. You can't tell anybody what happened today. You promised!
Gee, I wonder where Mr. Piccolo's gone. Going to be a great scholar.
Yeah.
Gohan, dinner time! Gohan! Gohan, dinner time! Hmm? Wake up, Gohan!
It was a dream?
Have you finished your studying yet?
I'm almost done.
Well, hurry up then. That's strange. He never used to fall asleep while studying before. I hope he's all right. Oh no, my little boy's becoming a delinquent right before my very own eyes.
This punishment is way too harsh for just breaking the dragon radar. Yeah, why the heck do I gotta cook dinner? Yeah, darn Bulma, it's because she's such a lousy cook that I gotta do this.
Did you say something? And what was this? It was burning in the oven.
No.
I don't believe it. You can't do anything right, can you?
Hey, I didn't even want to cook dinner.
Well, I've got no choice.
What are you gonna do?
I'll have to order some takeout.
Huh? Hey, Turtle! Where are you?
What do you want?
Is this Master Roshi's house?
Yeah.
Is Master Roshi in?
Yeah, I arrived again.
Where is Master Roshi?
I am Master Roshi. What can I do for you?
Dr. Willow wants to see you. Come with us.
Dr. Willow? Nope, don't know him. Now go away, it's my nap time.
What's going on?
It's those guys again.
Well, what's going on?
Nothing, Bulma. Go back inside, my dear.
That's just what I would expect from the great Master Roshi. Excellent form. You're the strongest fighter in the world, and Dr. Willow will be very pleased to meet with you.
No! I already said I didn't want to go!
I think you better do what he says. Oh! Huh?
Now, you wouldn't want anything bad to happen to the girl.
I think you should accept the invitation. It would be rude not to.
I suppose you're right.
They told me you were the generous kind, and now I've seen it for myself. It's almost hard to believe. You, the strongest fighter in the world.
No.
So they took both Master Roshi and Bulma with them?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. Master Roshi is a master of the martial arts, remember? He can take care of himself. You know, he won the World Martial Arts Tournament. They should be all right, but where do you think they took them, Oolong?
Well, I think they've taken them to the Tsulmaizubri Mountains.
So you were hanging around Piccolo again, huh? Didn't I tell you I don't like him?
But, Mom, I was...
I don't have time for all this talking. I'm gonna go get them.
I'm coming, too!
No, you don't! Those mountains are no place for you!
Aw, Mom!
You're staying right here!
Flying Nimbus! I'll see you later!
Now you be careful out there, Goku.
Yes, dear!
Where are you going?
I gotta pee.
The bathroom isn't that way.
Don't you think it's about time you told us what you're going to do with us? Listen, let her go. It's me you want anyway, isn't it?
He's right. I don't want anything to do with you guys, so why don't you just let me go home, okay?
Dr. Willow, as you can see, I've brought you Master Roshi, just like you requested.
Then get on with it.
Yes, sir.
Introduce my creations, Master Roshi. State-of-the-art biotechnical warriors. Kishime. Misokatsu. Ibifuria. They are all highly skilled fighters. And now, Master Roshi, we will see if you really are the strongest fighter in the world.
What are you trying to do, flatter me? Well, all right. Do you want to see how tough I am?
All right, then. It's showtime! It's incredible. Dr. Willow told me he was a good fighter, but I still don't think he's any match for my creation.
You know you're supposed to be kind to old people.
How could you do that to an old man?
Oh, that was easier than I thought it would be. Master Roshi was said to be one of the greatest fighters in the world. I never thought they'd take him out this easily.